Well, this topic has sort of been in the wheelhouse of Phil Durst over the years, and we thank Phil very much for his paper. We promise, or I guess we need to disclose, that we're not going to try to imitate Phil with his jokes, his props up here, the banner that he unfurls, the songs, etc. But we are going to start in the great tradition of Phil with an ethics warm-up question, and hopefully this has some application to your practice. So here's the question. Oftentimes firms, whether they're large firms, medium-sized, or frequently, I think, small practitioners, solo practitioners, hire a contract attorney. And the question is, can you bill out that contract attorney at a rate, with a markup, at a rate higher than what you're paying to that contract attorney? So we've offered a few choices here. Never, this is fraud. Always, this is what clients expect. And C, sometimes, it always depends. I'm not even going to ask for a show of hands here. I think you can probably immediately rule out A and B and pick C because everything in the law depends, it seems like. So what does it depend upon? Well, it really boils down to whether the contract lawyer, who by definition is not a partner, not a shareholder, not an associate, whether that contract lawyer is considered to be in the firm or not in the firm. And if the lawyer is in the firm, you are permitted to mark that up. You can put the lawyer's time on your bill at a markup. You can charge him or her out at $300 an hour, even though you may be paying him or her $200 an hour. But what does it mean to be in the firm? Well, unfortunately, the disciplinary rules don't tell you. You have to look to Ethics Opinion 577, which came out in, I believe, in 2007, to get some sense of what it means to be in the firm. And in the firm, they give you a non-exclusive list, naturally, that's somewhat informative, and it depends upon whether the lawyer got communications from the firm.